Ben here from 92.3 FM. I'm at Keswick this week, and it's been a great week of messages and inspiration and hanging out with Family of Christ, and it's been really great. I'm here with Charles Palaguay. Is that how you say it?
That's fine.
Yeah. How are you, Charles?
I'm very well. I'm enjoying myself at Keswick.
Yeah, Keswick. What did I say? Keswick?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought so. I sometimes say Kairos, so it's I was wondering, oh, maybe I said Kairos, but that's all right.
No, you didn't. You were correct.
Where have you come from?
Well, I've come up from Melbourne, when, you know, Atherton Tablelands now.
Yep.
And because some friends of mine who were headmaster at Northside Christian College in Melbourne 40 years ago, they heard how much trouble I brought upon myself for testifying about Christ on campus.
Yeah.
Because I told the whole university, including all the students and staff, I believe in the Bible, and they were horrified. And I appeared in the papers everywhere, and they said, oh, Latrobe is a creationist. We don't want to do a degree. Sack him.
Yeah.
And this went in the newspapers. They even drew cartoons about me.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Praise God, mate.
Yeah. Hank, who lived in Warrandyte, suburb in Melbourne, he bought a house, and a neighbour who was a professor at the same university didn't know Hank was a Christian.
Yep.
So he barged in on their door, introduced himself, and they said, oh, there's a crazy Christian on our campus. We're going to wreck his career. We're going to wreck his experiments.
Really?
That's what Hank told me. Now, Hank didn't know me for a bar of soap, but they've been praying for me for 40 years.
Yep.
And 3 years ago, they rang up. Are you Charles Palaguay? I said, yes. Are you the one who lectured at, should I mention the university? No?
No, probably not.
No. And I said, yes. And they said, are you still a Christian? I said, yes. Oh, thank God. We thought you had lost your faith because you had so much trouble.
Yeah, wow.
For 20 years, yep, at least, they hounded me. And so anyway, he and his wives were very kind, and they said, well, look, you've had so much hard times. We're going to give you a holiday in Cairns.
Yep.
So come up, you and your wife. We'll treat you for 2 weeks. Well, it didn't work out because of COVID. But last year they brought me up.
Yep.
By that time, my poor wife had passed away. And they brought me to the conference here.
Yep.
And I really enjoyed myself and got familiar with the conference. And I started selling these books on end times, just to show them.
Yeah, that's good.
And, but Peter, the...
Read it out. So
it's, oh, okay.
End times.
End times according to the scriptures. Some people might think it's theory, but I just follow the scriptures.
Amen.
I just follow the scriptures. And... So it didn't sell much, but since then Amazon has rated it at 4 and 4.5 stars in America,
excellent,
and Australia. But it's not selling because, of course, nobody knows it's there. There's maybe 200 copies have sold, you know. But anyway...
It's 200 more copies than a lot of books, mate. So.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, in Melbourne I gave about 500 copies away free.
Yeah, cool.
Because I didn't care about making money.
Yeah.
I wanted the word to go out, because at the church I go to, and I won't mention their name either, fantastic church, but I said, look, I've got a good background in the scriptures. I went to Bible school and everything. And from what I hear from your pulpit, there's nothing on Revelation.
Yep.
And I said, that's a huge gap in your teaching.
Yep.
And they said, well... we don't really want to touch it because we're pan-millennialists. And I said, what's that? Oh, it'll all pan out. It'll just happen.
I like that teaching, actually.
Yeah, you do. But I said,
pan-millennialists.
Well, did you know in the book of Revelation about 1/3 of Christians will have to go through with the Antichrist? Oh. And he said, yeah, we know, but it'll work out. And I said, you people ought to be warned to pull their socks up,
true,
and get serious with Christ.
Yep.
And that's what my book was all about. And eventually the head pastor said, okay, run a series on Revelation.
Yep.
So I ran 22 nights, 1.5 hours each.
Yep.
And I had a class of 18, because only the oldies signed up.
Yep.
couldn't get anybody else interested. The oldies had a wonderful class.
Yep.
And they loved it.
Yeah, wow.
And so being here, Ben, I enjoy the opportunity to get the word out. That's my purpose. Not money, not anything. I just want God's word to go out and to let people know they've got to get serious about Christ.
Amen.
Just like we heard today, you know. And that's my motivation, Ben.
That's exciting. And, yeah, we need more teachings, like solid teachings on Revelations and that sort of stuff. So, I hope we get some of your material up here on that. And that would be really great. Now, if you had one nugget of knowledge for people listening on the table ends that you have lived your life by, what would that be?
Well, God has blessed me enormously. It's filled me with Bible knowledge, but also humility, I must say, even though I'm all excited now.
Yeah, that's good.
But, you know, when I taught this material at church, I told the church, look, I'm not going to concentrate on the catastrophes.
Yeah.
I'm going to concentrate on the theme of the bride of Christ, because that's what Revelation is all about. It's for the church. It's not for people to be afraid of catastrophes. And I'm going to deal with Revelations 1 right through to 22, because it's all about the bride of Christ and repentance.
Yep.
And that's what it is.
Yeah, praise God. We've been asking one other thing for some people to do. Is can you say a quick prayer for the Tablelands area? Like, I'm talking pretty short, 20, 30 seconds, just to pray for the local area and whatever God might put on your heart. Like, don't let me direct it. Let God lead it and see how you go.
That's great, Ben. I just love it. It's got to be the Spirit of God. Lord, I pray, Father God, that you would just anoint me right now so that the words that I speak, Father, are your words.
Amen.
Because you're compassionate to bring your word to the people of Queensland.
Yep.
And so, Father, I pray that you would encourage every listener to open their hearts to hear about the book of Revelation. Because Revelation, Father, as you know, because you wrote it, it's got seven distinct times when you mention that he who reads the book of Revelation will be blessed. It's seven times in the book of Revelation. The whole book of Revelation is built on the number seven. The revelations can't be understood without understanding all the feasts of Israel, which are built on the number seven. God created in 7 days. God's plan for the entire universe is based on the number seven. And it's so wonderful. I just thank God that he's revealed that to me.
Amen. Praise
and
God.
And Lord, I just pray that the people of Queensland and the wonderful radio station that you've got over here, Lord, that you would bless them richly. You would bless the hearers, Father, and it's your word, it's your will, it's your word that has to go out. And I pray, Lord, that you would anoint Ben and the radio station for this work. And I thank you that you're using me as your vehicle in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Well, thanks very much, Charles. Praise God.
Thank you, Ben.
You've been listening to 92.3 FM, and it's been our pleasure to be at Keswick and talk with Charles. And remember his book if you wants some good teachings. He's got this out there, so praise God.
It's on Amazon.
Yeah. All right, thanks.